This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USAprepares.com. Captain John Reagan's with us. This is Fukushima 105. Captain John Reagan, where do you want to begin this hour?
Well, we need to understand a little bit about how radiation is measured. And it's kind of complicated a little bit because of the metric system, because there's basically two terms for every type of measurement. The metric system side, System International, and it's abbreviated SI. So when I talk about an SI unit, that's the metric system part of it. When we measure radiation being given off or emitted, the original conventional unit was the Curie, of course named after the scientist Marie Curie. The SI unit conversion is the Becquerel. We've heard that a lot in the reports. And that's basically telling you how many, counts are being, how many decays counts are being emitted per second. So when we're talking about, these huge numbers, billions of Becquerels, that's, again, one of those large numbers that's hard for us to understand. It also tends to be associated with a volume of water that they talk about, either per liter or per cubic meter of water. So we end up having to do some conversions when we're trying to compare different reports. But what is being emitted is different than the radiation dose that is absorbed by a person. And that is counted using the rad or the metric unit, SI unit, called the gray. And you may even have radiation detectors that measure rads, which is to give you an idea of how much you've been exposed to. But to go beyond that, you also have to define the biological risk of the exposure to radiation. Those are measured in REMS or the SI unit called the sievert. And sievert's a pretty large number, so a lot of times you'll hear millisievert, which again gets into the math. So the conversion of the units, just to make sure you're talking about the same thing, is enough to drive a person crazy, even if you're a numbers person. And I've got that from the CDC. I've got another one from Oak Ridge Laboratory. They've got the Oak Ridge has the charts with the prefixes and the conversion rates. I've got another link IEEER, Institute for Energy and Environmental Research, and they talk about, in addition to measuring, they talk about the alpha, the beta, the gamma, and the neutrons. And then the next one, NEI, is the Nuclear Energy Institute. And I just gave you the different resources because they explain it in a little different way, and sometimes just having the different perspective helps. And I took one that was not a, a more official type source from LiveScience.com, and that's tends to be written more for people that follow science that aren't really scientists. But the other thing I found out looking at these numbers, the biological risk part, the REM or the sievert, that's basically calculated for your exposure to radiation, not the inhalation and ingestion of radiation. And that's, again, a further consideration because that's what we are getting at the low levels through our air, our water, and our food. And do you have any questions on that? I'm not sure I can answer.
Yeah, John,
I'm not a physicist.
I'm looking at the link, how is radiation exposure measured? And the first sentence of this article, LiveScience.com, says about, and the date was March 15, 2011, it says about 150 people living or working around Japan's damaged nuclear facilities have been monitored for potential radiation exposure, and 23 have been found to be in need of treatment. Now, that's one in six, John. That's a lot. That's a very high percentage.
There was a lot of radiation released just in that initial event.
Mm-hmm. And it says people don't absorb all the radiation they're exposed to. However, most of it passes straight through their bodies. A small amount of the energy carried by radiation gets absorbed by body tissues, and that absorbed amount is measured in units of radiation absorbed, rads. And it affects different people in different ways, but a rule of thumb used by safety crews is that a single rentgen of gamma or X-ray exposure typically produces an absorbed dose of approximately one rad. By measuring the radiation level around a person's body using a Geiger counter, a safety officer can approximate that person's absorbed dose. Now, that's why people wear these radiation badges that collect the amount of exposed radiation and report it, so that someone who can read these badges can say, you've had X amount of exposure, that's too much or not enough, or we can send you back in there to get some more. But my understanding from discussing this with Matt Stein and you and others is that Fukushima, the radiation levels are so high that we don't have electronics that can sustain that level of radiation without being damaged. Here's what I'm saying. We cannot at this point make a robot that we can shield with enough protection to let the electronics, the servos, the computers on these robots to go in and survey what's going on at these reactors. We can't even make the equipment work because the radiation levels are so high. So it's difficult to fix it because the humans who would be piloting these pieces of equipment, if they actually went in to operate the equipment, let's say a bulldozer or something, that's a death sentence for them. The machines can't take it. We can't take it. Nothing that we know of can survive this. Is that right?
That's basically what it boils down to. We do not have the technology currently existing to even go in and explore for any significant period of time, much less try to remediate it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do you have any thoughts on what we should do at this point to protect ourselves from the radiation that is all over the planet? I know that Dr. Shealy talks about iodorol and using iodine supplements. And I even asked him about something that I bought for our animals here at the farm. And you can get this from a veterinary supply house or even maybe your veterinarian. And it's called triiodine. And Dr. Shealy said that you can take something like a Q-tip and put it on your skin in the area about 1 square inch or 1 inch in diameter, which is roughly the size of a standard postage stamp. So you could spread that on your skin, and if it's absorbed, within a week, then you need more. If it's not, you're okay. You have enough iodine. That's what I believe he was saying, and I'll ask him again tomorrow about that for as a reminder. But that's just one inexpensive way of doing it. But John, do you have any other thoughts as to how we can protect ourselves?
Well, the good news about the iodine is that does help to protect your thyroid, and we are typically deficient in iodine anyway, and you need to cut out your fluoride so that it's not pushing out the iodine to make bad thyroid hormone with. I might also just add a good place to paint the iodine on yourself is the sole of your foot, and that way it's out of sight, and it's probably not going to mess up any clothes or anything, either wearing socks or your shoes going to probably have a dark layer where your foot goes into it, or something that's going to be hidden anyway that you don't even care if it ends up with a little bit of iodine on it.
When we come back, I'll tell you where I found some triiodine 7, and it's available in 16-ounce bottles. The price is about $12. I'll tell you a little bit about that when we come back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th at the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I just posted Try Iodine 7, where you can get it. Now, I have no financial interest. I don't even know this company, but I found a source for $10.95. It's called QC Supply. Put a link on the website just so you can see what this product is, and you can find it locally if you'd like. But it's $10.95 for a bottle of 16 ounces. That is what I have. I bought it from a veterinary supply for our animals. And it's a triple source iodine tincture for use as an antiseptic and disinfectant. And it's safe for newborn animals, superficial wounds, cuts, abrasions, and insect bites. 16 ounces, $10.95. Jim in Arkansas, welcome.
Good morning, Vince. I've been listening to your show here a little bit. I've been sort of busy this morning, but of course, I talked to you last night about what I had found out about your not being able to figure out why your belts and your hoses were breaking, and I think I struck on a source for that, which we discussed a little bit. And did you want me to talk about that? Or
Yes, please do. You're on with Captain John Reagan, and you probably know John Reagan from the meetups. And so, Jim, you've been to the meetups, and I really thank you for the call. And what you've done is you've helped us connect some dots. So please share with us the Wigner effect. And let me spell that for the class, W-I-G-N-E-R. And I'll post a link right now as Jim is discussing this on the air.
Okay, well, basically when I was at the meetings, Mr. Finelli was always bringing up how he saw all over the road. And, of course, I did, too, because I was traveling back and forth a lot to Georgia, observing the same things, pieces of rubber off tires, sand belts laying there in the road. And this goes on for miles at a time. So when he mentioned that he was having problems at the farm, I started digging on the Internet and found this man by the name of Vigner. It's actually like he just spelled with a W. But his name is Dr. Eugene Vigner. And originally back in the 40s and 50s, he set up the standards for nuclear power plants and their longevity. And so what he had come up with was when the radiation gets on certain surfaces, whether it's concrete or steel or aluminum or rubber, the Vigner effect takes place and it actually goes into the molecules of whatever it's sitting on. And of course, last night, Vince and I were talking about airplanes. And the planes, unfortunately, whenever you take a plane ride, you're being exposed to very, very high levels of radiation because it's up there floating around. In fact, something that I didn't mention last night, Vince, was that I had done some research also that I found out when we saw years ago when we were kids, we saw these bomb blasts, nuclear blasts out in Las Vegas or Vegas area in the desert. And we saw these big mushrooms, and then we saw in the background all these thousands of troops standing there watching this. Well, this was just another test being done of the guinea pigs to see what their reactions were. And unfortunately, I found out that the particles, the cesium, strontium, all these different terrible things, are still in the troposphere floating around. In fact, 85% of those are still floating up there. And, of course, this is where all the storms originate out of the troposphere and then drop these particles down, like sort of like a salt shaker. And as you travel in an airplane, you get exposed to these. I could sort of give you a picture of like a bag of poisons floating around. Well, some of these bags contain some of the real bad stuff, actually hot particles, that you don't want to breathe. And then there's other bags where it's not so harmful. And this is what I found traveling across the United States. With my Geiger counter, I have a what I feel is one of the best. It's a Maser. And it registers highs and lows and that kind of thing. And, you know, during rainstorms, I was in Billings, Montana here a few months back, and I was registering 72 millirems consistently in that area. And I hear the music.
Jim, you do. And can you please hold through the bottom of the hour break? And Captain John Reagan, Jim in Arkansas, and I will be right back. This is USA Prepares, and this is Fukushima 105.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
you'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work. Sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free. If you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like, support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're talking about Fukushima. This is Fukushima 105 in the series. And I thought at first there would be, you know, a one-day special, then a two-day special, and then we're up to a five one-hour broadcast. And I don't think we're going to be done with 5 hours. And so this will continue, and we'll keep you posted as more and more Fukushima broadcasts unfold. Jim in Arkansas has joined John Reagan and me, and Jim, you were talking about the Wigner effect and also that you were traveling with a Geiger counter. Please continue.
Yeah, and of course, wherever I go, I take readings when it's raining and when it's not. And of course, it is always heavier, higher ratings, more millirems when it's raining. There's no doubt about that. So it is coming down with the weather. Also, I don't want to. I want to stay on point here with this Wigner effect. What happens is the radiation actually goes into the particles or the cells, we'll call them, of the material. And you can picture these as little balls that are all hooked together or bumped together. And then what happens is the radiation kills like 10 of these balls. Well, pretty soon after a period of time, you've got like a honeycomb effect inside the aluminum or plastic or whatever, and you really can't see it, like rust or something on the outside. There's no visual effect. But when you find out when it happens, you have what they call incidents in airplanes where the skin starts peeling off the aircraft or a turbine in one of the GE engines explodes on takeoff. Just last week there was a plane, I forget what it was, 757, came in for a landing and the nose gear collapsed. Well, it's probably from the hydraulic hoses, from the Wigner effect. And so all these incidents are happening, and if you start looking them up, they're not really what they call, you know, major crashes or anything. They're incidents. Well, these incidents are by the thousands, and it's all happened since Fukushima. So we had the radiation in the air. It was floating around, but this Fukushima has really put the icing on the cake. And, of course, now what I'm worried about is this one in Russia, Leningrad here. Now they sent everybody home, and there's you can't pull up anything on. There's no information, so that makes me a little leery. We don't really need another incident. And of course, Vince, you're right up there with your 240 acres sitting right near that St. Louis dump. Which, if something happens up there, I don't know what we're going to do, but. It's really a sad situation we're in, and I think the key is to keep our immune system high. You know, like you said, take the iodine, and you know, the diatomaceous earth. There's several other products that are out, and just try to stay healthy. And of course, stay out of the rain. Your hair absorbs cesium and all that stuff just like a sponge. So I always warn the women, especially, because they usually have a big head of hair that'll really absorb a lot. So, you know, the days of walking in the rain is over. And the other thing I was going to mention, Vince, that I've looked up is HEPA filters. I don't know whether you've read anything about that. They're good for your house. They're very expensive. But, again, the same kind of thing. If you're taking filters in and out of your unit, you may want to use some goggles and maybe a mask. And I know you work out a lot. I wanted to talk to you last night and I forgot. I've been doing some research on some masks that are affordable, and you really should be, for the hours you spend outside, because you're going to be picking up hot particles. And, of course, you don't need that. And nobody does. And the other thing I was thinking about that came to mind is here we see these bikers out flying around on their bikes with no helmet, no nothing on, you know, and they're breathing that air. They're just running through those plumes, and they haven't got a clue of how dangerous it is. And so, you know, just the things that we take for granted, we have to really be aware anymore. And these particles that are coming down, unfortunately, like on your land up there, you've got all that beautiful cattle and everything, and they're just going around eating the grass and stuff like that. So, you know, it's a shame, but we're all trying to eat organic and everything. And I guess what I'm trying to say is we're in a mess here where we really need to band together and try to figure this out. We need people like Dr. Miller, your other doctor there in Missouri, anyone we can get to get information to figure out how to best protect our families and preserve our life a little bit, because we're in deep doo-doo.
Jim, if you could see me when I go out on the tractor, wear like a jumpsuit, something that a mechanic would wear in the 1960s. Zip up on each leg up to my knees so I can get my boots through the jumpsuit. I put that on. I've got a summer weight one and a winter weight one. I wear goggles, safety glasses. I wear a respirator. I wear a hat. You know, when the neighbors see me, they must think I'm an absolute nut. When I'm going down the road on the tractor, I wear a respirator, goggles, jumpsuit. And it probably doesn't look normal to most of these farmers who are, you know, just out there with their ball cap on and their overalls, you know, their bib type overalls.
Well, you're just ahead of the curve. Unfortunately, what they don't know is you'll probably be coming to their funeral, you know.
So. It's really sad, and it's hard not to be angry. It's hard not to be angry because the people whom we've entrusted to protect us from these things are generating these devices. They're building these devices. They're testing these devices on we the villagers, and it's an outrage without our permission. I'm not signing up for this. I'm not agreeing to this. I certainly don't want my cows to be infected and irradiated and chemically poisoned. I certainly don't want that, but there's no escape. There's no escape I can think of. Even in the studio, which is inside a stone house, which is really weather stripped. I mean, it doesn't, our house doesn't leak very much in terms of air. And the civil defense survey meter, the dosimeter that I have, is pegged off the scale. I'm going to reset it and see how fast it goes off the scale again. That's inside, windows closed. How does it happen? It's all around, as you say.
It comes in on everything. Even if you have a pet that comes near in the house and your shoes, you know, the old Japanese custom of taking the shoes off, boy, that's the best thing because you're tracking that stuff right in the house.
Yeah, and another thing, we can complain about this, but let's have a solution. And here's something that I've done here at the house, and I'll share this with our broadcast classroom. When we were building this house, I decided that I picked up some surplus materials to build a central vacuum system. So for less than $100, I got most of the plumbing, the fittings, everything I needed to build a central vacuum system for our house. And I put it in, I roughed it in. And then, you know, I found out that, you know, central vacuum system can cost $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000. And that's crazy. But what you can do is you can hook that thing up to a shop vac, and you can have that shop vac air the dust outside. You know, like let's say you have the pipes end up in your garage, and you open the garage door, and you have a flexible vacuum hose, and hook the shop vac up outside the garage door. Now you're venting all that dust that you pick up outside, because the last thing you want to do is redistribute that dust with a standard vacuum cleaner, right? And that's what they do.
Yep.
And then I found on Craigslist, there was a woman about 3 or 4 or 5 hours away that just decided she put in the central vac and she didn't want it. And so she sold us the vacuum. It was like almost brand new. And so I hooked that up and I vented that outside. So now what we do is we have this central vac. And the whole thing probably ended up costing about $400, which is the price of maybe less than the cost of a vacuum that you might buy at Sears, you know, one that you drag around with a short hose, right?
So, excellent move. Yep.
Well, and if you saw the amount of dust that goes out through the bag of a canister vacuum cleaner or an upright vacuum cleaner, it's unbelievable. It's a dust relocation system for the small pieces. And those are the ones we're concerned about, the radioactive ones and these other chemicals that are airborne. So I think that we might want to try that. One other thing that we can share is the furnace filters. What I do is I spray them with end dust, just a light, light coat of end dust, which causes an electrostatic charge on the standard furnace filters. I'm talking about the ones that have the, like the fiberglass, fiberglass element, if you will. And with a light coating of end dust, it attracts dust like crazy. Then what I do is I find, when I clean them, I put a respirator and goggles and all that stuff on the jumpsuit, and I very carefully take them outside so I don't drop any dust inside the house. I take them outside. First, I determine which way the wind's blowing, and I blow them out with compressed air, and I look like I'm ready for a moon landing. So, with, you know, in terms of what I'm wearing. And I make sure the animals are nowhere near us, and the wind is blowing away from the house, and it's going to blow away from where we are, and I just blow that out with a compressor. And then I lightly coat them with end dust again, and back in they go. And my logic is this. My logic is that we'll have the freedom from a lot of restriction of the HEPA filter. We'll have the electrostatic charge on the filter because of the end dust. And it seems to work really, really, really well. And that's what I've done here at our home. Yeah. Now, I don't know if it's the best way to go, or it's just, well, it's certainly one way to go. And I have not replaced a furnace filter in 10 years. The throwaway filters, I still have them, and they work great, and they collect dust. Did you have something else you wanted to share, Jim?
No, I think I'm pretty well set for today. I just wanted to touch base with what I had, and I sure enjoyed your show. So keep up the good work, man.
Jim, thank you so much for being with us today. And we appreciate your advice and counsel. And
how many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KB. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KBArmor.com. Come and take it.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Cheetah.
God,
you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and class, during the break, you didn't hear it. I asked John Reagan, about continuing this series. We're up to 105 right now on Fukushima, and where will it be going? And John, where will it be going?
Well, like I say, I've got a number of links on Tritium. I have a number of links about the USS Reagan and what happened to its sailors. I've got a number of links about how this radiation makes it to the southern hemisphere, in addition to the history as things went along with the lies we were told. So we have a ways to go.
Okay. So, class, we're going to continue this. The next in the series on Fukushima will be Monday, next Monday. And that'll be 106. John, you mentioned that you're furious about it. You want to share what that means?
Well, you know, the government made a decision not to tell us that this is happening. So whatever we could have done to possibly protect ourselves, they took that option away from us. And mm-hmm. you know, like I say, I've been in this for 2 weeks now, and I'm still furious. And it's not a position I like being in. I don't see any answers at this point. The best thing you can do is whatever you can do to give your body good nutrition and support. But so much of what we've learned about protecting ourselves from radiation is in
in the picture of having a nuclear event, whether it's, you know, what we thought of World War, where, you know, nukes are sent over, or like Chernobyl, which they were able to shut down and encase, so the event stopped. What we have here is an ongoing event, which makes this so much more difficult. With the iodine, the idea was to saturate your thyroid with iodine before the radioactive got here so it wouldn't uptake it. Well, with the ongoing event, now you're having to compete with the radioactive, so you can't just saturate it with the iodine, but at least you can try and let your body pick, and, you know, kind of like a lottery. And if you have more of the good stuff in there versus the radioactive, you can just hope that it picks up the good stuff versus the radioactive. It's more difficult with these other radionuclides we've talked about. Cesium looks like calcium. Excuse me, looks like potassium. Strontium looks like calcium. Tritium looks like water, so it can literally go anywhere. And if you try to take something to absorb it, then you're going to have a problem of you know, getting your calcium and your potassium and your nutrition. If you take something to try to chelate it, again, you're going to be taking calcium and potassium out of your system. So that's why you want the medical assistance to make sure that you're putting enough good stuff back in to take to replace what was taken out while trying to get rid of the bad stuff. So it really is a difficult situation. And, yeah, we'll continue to discuss it.
You know, John, it's really difficult to have a smile on our face when we're talking about this. It really is. And class, tomorrow, Dr. Norman Shealy is scheduled to be with us. And I'll ask him about what we can do and what his thoughts are, because this is such an overwhelming threat to our lives and our animals' lives and our food supply and the air we breathe and the water we drink. It's just all around us. Captain John Reagan, thank you so much for all your effort and hard work on the subject. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is...
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.